On April 29th, Mrs. Ginevra Knight, Ginger as she liked to be called, left work, got into her convertible coupe, and drove down Sunset Boulevard to her home in Hollywood. When she got there, it was after 1 a.m. Ginger parked her car by the side of the house halfway up the driveway. Then she ran into the living room to get her snub-nosed .38 revolver. At least, that's what she told the deputy coroner at the inquest. I found the story of Ginger Knight on the 1947 Project, which calls itself a Los Angeles time travel blog. I met writer Kim Cooper in present-day Los Angeles, 2016. When we spoke outside, as if on cue, it began to rain.
My name is Kim Cooper, and I'm a historian of Los Angeles crime and cultural history. I went to 1947 because it's the year of two really iconic unsolved LA crimes. You've got the Black Dahlia murder in January, and you've got the Bugsy Siegel slaying in July.
After the brutal murder of 23-year-old Elizabeth Short, dubbed the Black Dahlia by the tabloids, the Los Angeles Times printed a story about an 18-year-old war widow.
There's a woman named Ginger Knight. A man tried to carjack her. As he tried to pull her car out of the driveway, she shot him in the stomach. And then she shot him in the head and she killed him. And when the police came, you know, this young woman wasn't allowed to carry a gun. That actually was illegal, but they gave her a story about how, oh, you know, you always kept the gun in the living room and you would go and get it before you put the car in the garage. And that's what she actually said at the inquest. Her little son, who had been a toddler at the time, got in touch and said, oh, you know, that never really happened. Of course, you know, she had the gun on her, and she felt really badly about it. She would always talk to me about it and say how, you know, it was him or me, and I had to get home safe for you. You were in the house, and, you know, I wish I hadn't had to do it. But later, I heard from the son of the man she shot, because his family members didn't really want to tell him the whole story either. You know, his father made this really bad decision, attempting to carjack someone against the backdrop of a Los Angeles where the women were completely terrorized by a series of unsolved female slayings.
So, in the end, this time travel is not just about taking us back to an era of black and white films and snappy Raymond Chandler dialogue, a time before we had names, like PTSD. It also brings things forward, brings the dead towards us, reminds us how we got here.
And he said, it means so much to me to know that you're on your Black Dahlia tour talking about how not all women were victims, how women could have, you know, my mom was a teenager, but she was empowered and she was able to protect herself.